Welcome back to the Home Improvement Show of the Midlands. Always great to have you joining us on Saturday mornings. Again, I'm Gary David here on 103.5 FM and 560 AM WVOC. And as promised, Michael Nicholson now joins us. He is the co-owner of the Moving Squad. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
There it is. All right, brother. Hey, listen, we were talking off air a couple minutes ago here during the break. And you told me that earlier this week, in one day, you got like 50 phone calls.
Yes, sir.
And you're in the moving business. I mean, this says something about what the real estate market is really all about right now, I guess, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You got a lot of people whose, you know, houses are going in a day or two or three. And you got a number of other people who just waited till the last 2 weeks of the month or the last week and a half of the month to, you know, try to find someone to move them. And, I mean, July's been booked up since early June.
And I think, as I recall, you told me of the 50 some odd calls you got the other day, about half of them were people who wanted to get something done in the next couple of weeks, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And, you know, certainly want to help everyone that I can, but, you know, only have so many crews, so many hours in the day. So
yeah,
it is what it is for the moment.
Well, I know
you and I just give them as much direction as I can to help them out.
Yeah. 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 You and I have talked about this a number of times over the course of the last month or so, but I think it's important to continue to reiterate the fact that, you know, while, you know, the rest of the world at times seems to have come to a grinding halt in the midst of all of what's going on these days, it sure sounds like the real estate market is not one of those things that has. Houses are selling so quickly. Is that because fewer people are putting them on the market, or what do you attribute that to?
Well, just from talking to a number of agents and then, you know, the home sellers themselves, it does seem like inventory is a little lower. So when something good comes on the market, you've got multiple offers and they're all coming quick.
Wow. Well, that does, again, we should probably remind folks that if you're in a situation right now where you are thinking that maybe you want to put the home on the market, you might be caught off guard by how quickly things move. So, you know, some pre-planning here, aside from just selling the home, is necessary.
Yes, sir. I would 100% agree with that. You know, be it if you're selling and going to buy another one, if you're selling and going to build, you know, you need to get that end game set up just as quick as you get the house ready for the market.
Yeah. And, of course, one of the things is to call a licensed mover like the Moving Squad and get on the schedule, you know, as quickly as possible. Now, let's talk about
that. Yes, sir, and also just getting your budget set up as well, just making sure that you have everything in line to, you know, how much work are you willing to do versus how much do you want to not do and pay someone else to do.
This is what you're talking about when it comes to moving, of course. So what is the gamut of options here when you say, you know, keep in mind how much do you want to do, you want somebody else to do? I mean, give us an idea of your different options as a home seller when it comes to actually getting your stuff moved.
Well, I can tell you during this last week, you know, we've done several white gloves to wear, or white glove moves, which is where the customer touches absolutely nothing. We take care of everything all the way through to where we just come in and grab the big items and the customer takes care of all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're happy to do as much or as little as the customer wants us to do. It's all about the budget.
And so folks ask, okay, what about that budget, Michael? I mean, if I want the white glove move versus the, you just take the big stuff move. I mean, the difference is all about the amount of time that you're on site, right?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
So it's the same because again, folks like, hey, a couple of years ago when we moved, I hadn't moved in almost 20 years. I had no clue when you and I talked at the time about, you know, what's it going to cost, how do you charge it and all that. But we're talking basically it's just strictly by the hour, correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct. I always kind of jokingly say you're in charge of the way we spend our time. So just let me know what you want us to do, and then I can give you the numbers.
So obviously, if you want to have you guys move the big stuff, you take care of the small stuff, you're gonna spend fewer hours and come out to cheaper on the budget scale than if you want the full white glove move, which, hey, you know, if you got the money to do it, why not, I guess, huh?
Well, I always say, you know, just be realistic with your day. Many times, you know, we come to just do the big items, and, you know, the customer will help them put that in my car, we'll put that in my car, and then they realize that they're now on the fifth car load.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I always say, you know, three sets of hands and a 26-foot box truck versus, you know, seven or eight trips in your car, where do you want to spend your time?
Yeah, I made that mistake. I've been there and done that. That's not a lot of fun.
You know, and I would finish with moving, you know, to your new house, your new frontier, you know, your dream home. It's supposed to be a good day. It's not supposed to be a stressful day. You know, don't overtax yourself. You know, plan ahead. You know, do the prep work ahead of time. Don't wait to the last minute.
And people might be surprised to hear that, you know, a moving company like you guys at the Moving Squad, a locally owned, locally operated company, can move people anywhere in the country.
Yes, sir. I mean, we've actually been doing a lot more out-of-state jobs than normal here lately. Mm-hmm. But, you know, usually we might knock out, you know, 30 or 40 a month. But, you know, we're up into the 70s now as far as going out-of-state.
70 out-of-states a month?
Yes, sir. I mean, we're averaging probably about 120 moves a week right now. But it's, you know, I mean, we were in Kansas City the week before, Indiana last week. We got a couple trips going up to Pennsylvania here shortly. Actually booked one yesterday going to Arizona.
Wow.
You know, I mean, we can run the entire Continental 48, so.
Well, let me ask you this, since we're on the subject, as the seller of a home that may be moving across country to Arizona, as you just mentioned, in getting prepared and planned for a move, Michael, that's a little different than trying to get prepared and planned for a move across town, isn't it?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You do have to pack everything when you're crossing several state lines. You can't just pack the minimum and carry stuff in your car.
Yeah, right. And some of the things that the customer might need to be kind of aware of, I guess you're going to have to make plans for, I don't know. I mean, you tell me the length of time
it's
going to
take. Well, a lot of things that customers forget about is the artwork on the walls. You know, with cargo insurance and the way that it works, it does have to be in a 4-foam corner clamshell box.
Okay.
And, you know, so I always say if it's very sentimental or has high retail value, then I need to put it in that box.
Right.
You know, but that's anywhere from a $30 to a $70 box. And, you know, when you start talking about artwork on some people's walls, you know, you're getting the, you know, 20 to 50 pieces of artwork. Mm-hmm. That can jump a price real quick.
I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, I guess if you're moving from Irmo to Blythewood, well, you can put it in the back of your car and do it. But if you're moving, you know, to Arizona, you're not going to want to do that. So, yeah, that's something to keep in mind. Well, let's talk about choosing a mover here and the things that a home seller needs to be aware of and making sure that you do choose the right mover.
First and foremost, you want to make sure they're a licensed mover with the state of South Carolina. That's just the Office of Regulatory Staff and the Public Service Commission. You know, we all are issued numbers. The ORS, the Office of Regulatory Staff, does have a PDF file on their website with every legal licensed mover in the state of South Carolina. And I will say there's 126 of us,
mm-hmm.
even though if you look online, you might think there's 500 or 600 of us.
Mm.
There's only 126 of us in the state.
Wow. And that includes the national outfits, I guess, huh?
Yes, sir. That is 100% correct.
Okay.
So, you know, please protect yourself, protect your items, because, you know, we have the insurances in place, you know, to take care of you. Because I will tell you, moving is an imperfect science, and sometimes, you know, worst case scenario happens, but you got to have something there to protect you to make yourself whole at the end of the day.
And when it comes to the insurance, I mean, even that varies widely, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, it does. The state minimum is 60 cents per pound. That a company has to offer.
Now let's stop there for a second. So you might have something extremely heavy, but not exceptionally valuable, versus something very small and lightweight that costs a fortune.
Yes, sir.
So consider that, you know, very small, lightweight item that may be worth gosh, $10,000, but only weighs a pound.
Well, I mean, you could take a kitchen table, you know, 100 pounds, but, you know, a kitchen table costs you $10,000.
Yeah, but I mean, gosh, I mean, just think of something that only weighs a pound but is extremely expensive. If something happens to it, the state law says, well, weighed a pound, insurance covers 60 cents, right?
Am yes, sir.
Oh, boy.
That is 100% correct.
Okay. So that's something you know, to keep in that, mind.
Yeah, the best way to protect yourself is before, you know, the moving company comes into the house, walk around with your camera and video the condition of everything. Catch it from several different angles, you know, as far as just to account for any light reflecting off of it, so you can make sure you can see, you know, is there a blemish of the light that's causing it to look like a blemish.
Right. But at that, so that's the state minimum, 60 cents a pound. But, you know, reputable movers like the Moving Squad, you guys can add more insurance to that. Is that correct?
Well,
how
you know,
does that work?
I hear this question asked. Yes, insurance can be added, but it's not me just saying, hey, it's an extra $300. My insurance company will send someone out to your home to do a pre-inspection before we come on site and will then issue insurance for that specific item.
Okay.
And then when the move is finished, my insurance company will send someone out on site to do a post-inspection on that specific item. It's not just me saying, oh, just throw another $300 onto your bill and that means it's covered.
Right.
It is an actual policy that is written specifically for whatever it is that you want to have additional insurance for.
Okay. So that's insurance for your items, but you also have to consider, you know, liability. And if you're not working with a licensed insured mover, now that's a problem.
Well, then you have your homeowners to come into play if someone were to trip or slip conveniently.
Yeah.
You know, then you're getting sued.
Yeah. Okay. So lots of good reasons why you want to work with a, not just a reputable, but a licensed and insured mover. Good information there.
Yes, sir. And I would say, you know, for the customer to ask any moving company for a copy of their license, or their, workers' comp policy,
mm-hmm.
you know, any licensed mover should be able to produce that fairly quickly.
And not get mad at you for asking, I'm guessing.
That is 100% correct. I mean, I get, you know, I'm happy to provide it any time. And, you know, a lot of the commercial jobs we do, I have to provide a COI, that's a certificate of insurance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not a big deal to do it. You know, we have to do it all the time when we do commercial jobs.
And so point being, don't feel hesitant to ask somebody you're talking to about moving all your stuff to prove they're who they say they are. If they get a little upset about that, then maybe you should go look for somebody else.
Well, you just know what you're dealing with, you know.
Yeah.
I always say, you know, how much do you want to be involved? How much do you want to worry? How much peace of mind do you want? You know, and I mean, any of us legal guys out there, honestly, have no problem providing that stuff. And we have it, you know, usually pretty accessible to be able to get to you.
All right. Good. One final thing here, because our time is running short, Mr. Nicholson. Mind how time flies when we chat. On the DIY front, and thankfully, you alerted me to this, oh gosh, it's been about a year, maybe more ago, when I was helping our sons move. And, you know, it was not that big of a job. And I said, well, we'll do it ourselves. And we rented a truck. Well, at least I went by and said, hey, I need a truck on such and such a date. And a couple weeks after that, you were telling me always double check a couple days before your move and make sure it's still there. And thankfully you did, and I did. And guess what? It wasn't going to be there. This is a problem.
Yes, I mean it is. You know, the rental companies want their equipment moving, so they'll double book and triple book. But especially right now, through the middle of August, you want to double check, triple check to make sure that your truck's going to be there, you know, when it's supposed to be there.
And I will say this without naming names, you can probably figure out who I'm talking about here, but, you know, so the big national companies, what I have found on a couple of occasions now, if you go to one of their own stores, you get much better peace of mind that truck's going to be there for you than if you go to, because you know they're all over the place. I mean, you know, little mom and pop's places do a deal with some of these places, and they got a few trucks on their lot, but That's where I got in trouble, is going to one of the small mom and pop's places. When I went back and said, hey, is my truck going to be here Saturday? It looked like I had three heads. So that was at least my experience. Not two heads, but three.
I mean, I'll tell you, I do use the bigger hubs if I need to go rent a truck.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody needs to stay in the truck for a couple of days because of closings being moved around or whatever, it's not a big deal for me. I'll go rent a truck. So therefore my placard trucks keep moving, and the fee is, pretty minimal compared to what it would be to offload into a storage facility and then, load it back into a truck. And of course, as always, the more times you touch furniture, the more opportunity there is for little dings,
sure,
or rubs. So
yeah,
we'll touch as few times as possible.
So, word of the wise there, if you're renting a truck, keep checking and make sure everything's going to be there. You don't get in for, a nasty surprise on a Saturday morning when you show up and there's no truck for you.
Yes, and don't forget, everyone always forgets about the moving pads. With a lot of the rental companies, you can get moving pads with your truck.
Mm-hmm.
Count all your wood and then double that number, and that's how many pads you need to protect your items.
Okay, good to know. All right, Michael Nicholson, the Moving Squad. How can folks reach you guys, my friend?
Best way to get us is by our amazing phone number. That's 915-SQUAD, 803-915-7782. As always, the website, movingsquadsc for SouthCarolina.com. And I do have some contact forms on there. You can actually do your own inventory, and I can produce some estimates for you. Outside of that, ORSPSC is 9859.
All right. Have a great weekend, Mr. Nicholson.
Thank you, Gary.